Brooke Henderson needs no introduction, I don't think, anymore to sports fans across this country, and certainly not to golfers. She is the winner of the LPGA Tour's Portland Classic and now is a member of the LPGA Tour, still shy of her 18th birthday. She joins us from Vancouver. Brooke, good of you to take time for us. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
We're okay. What does this membership in the LPGA, this ruling, this decision, what does this really mean for you?
You know, it's a dream come true, something that I've thought about and dreamt about since I was a little girl. One, playing on the LPGA Tour, and two, getting my first win on the LPGA Tour, and both things I've done in the last 3 days. And it's definitely very exciting, and I know I have a long way to go and a lot of work ahead of me, but I'm really looking forward to it, and two things I'm very proud to accomplish.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it would appear that you would have qualified for the tour next season under any circumstance. Is that not accurate?
It would have been a little bit close. I was trying from the start of the season to get in the top 40 on
right.
the money list to guarantee or secure my card for 2016, and it looked like I was going to be pretty close, probably right on the number once the girls got back from the Asian Swing and the last few events on tour, but this way it just came a little bit sooner than I was expecting.
How does this change your schedule and your plans to play the rest of this year?
I'll be playing this week and then playing in Alabama next week, which previously I wouldn't have been able to get into, and I was lucky because earlier in the year, I qualified and was exempted into play the Evian Championship in France, which is the fifth mm-hmm. major of the year. And I'll be going to that as well as a member this time instead of a non-member.
You know, Brooke, we had Tristan Mullally on yesterday, and he was mentioning how, you know, your family and all the excitement in the aftermath of the victory this week, your family had a chance to drive together up to Vancouver for this weekend's tournament. What was that ride like? What did you guys talk about?
You know, it was a great car ride, one that I'll definitely remember for a long time. One thing, I smell it still like champagne from the 18th green on Sunday. But, no, it was great just to be with my dad and my sister. Unfortunately, my mom was back home, but she's flying out here to Vancouver tonight, so the whole family will be together.
You know, it's not the way the tour goes sometimes, you don't always get the chance to celebrate your first victory with your family, but your sister was playing, your father was caddying. You know, just what's it like in that moment, you know, everything you've worked for, you reach a dream, and almost everybody's there to share it with you.
That's unique.
Yeah, it was amazing having both my dad and my sister follow me on Sunday and watch me play. And, you know, as I won and they raced onto the green, it was pretty amazing. And the champagne was spraying and hugs around. But, you know, I've been very, very lucky and blessed to have people so supportive around me, not only my mom and dad and my sister, but friends and family from back home. And I'm building more relationships with people out here on tour and just all across the country and all across the world. And I think that's something that golf really gives everybody. It's a great social sport, and it's a sport you can play for a long time.
What was the best text message or call you got in the aftermath?
You know, I think the people really close to me probably meant the most when they text me. I think on top of that, though, Prime Minister Stephen Harper sent me a message on Twitter.
And nice.
Gary Player, Kari Webb.
Wow.
Annika Sorensen. Lady Ko, Michelle Wee, all those amazing people were right up there as well.
Were you surprised at all by your performance this past weekend in Portland?
No, I hadn't had a performance like that yet on the LPGA Tour. And it was a special week. You know, everything was working. And those don't happen all the time. But like I said earlier, is that I have big goals and big dreams. And I'm hoping of more weeks. Special weeks like that in the future.
You've led in the past, and not the distant past, obviously, and couldn't close the deal. Was that was the experience of being at or near the top and not surviving? Did it play a positive role in what you did this weekend in Portland?
100% did, for sure.
How?
You know, losing it in San Francisco and in Texas, it changed my attitude and changed the way I played and the way I thought about playing my game. And, you know, I owe a lot to those two experiences where I was in the lead or I had a chance to win, and this time I wasn't going to let it slip away.
You mentioned that Lydia Ko sent you a text message of congratulations. In Canada, we've seen her 2 and 3 years ago win the CP event here at a very young age. I'm curious, the two of you obviously have a friendship, but how much of a rivalry do you guys have? Because here you are, two teenagers. You're very much the future of the tour. You're both winners now. It could be years, Brooke, that you and Lydia are battling each other on the back nine of the fourth round in a tournament for years to come.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, she's had an unbelievable career and something that's pretty impressive. And I always take it as a compliment when I'm even compared to her skill level or the person that she is. And I think, as I mentioned before, I know I have a long way to go, and I know she has big goals as well. So I think in future years, it will be a lot of fun being able to compete against her and with her and for big championships.
How are you handling all the attention that you've received the last couple of days? I assume a significant number of these kinds of conversations have taken place. Yeah,
that is for sure. It's been pretty busy, but I'm looking forward to teeing up again on Thursday and starting my career as an LPGA Tour member.
Did we at least ask you some different questions, or did we ask you the same ones that everybody else did?
Different ones. I liked it.
Well, listen, congratulations, obviously, and we wish you the best of luck. And we'll, there's one of the great things about being a Canadian in a sport like golf is that an entire country is rooting for you, not just neighbors and friends and your hometown people, but an entire country will be watching with great anticipation for the remainder of your career, which we assume will be a long one. Enjoy the ride, and we, hope and anticipate we'll have an opportunity to talk to you many more times down the road.
I hope so. Thanks again.
Thank you, Brooke.
Congratulations.